Let's open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 15. We're going to look at a wider portion than that, but I want to begin by getting these words on your heart to set the tone. We're looking at the next stage of growing. God wants us to be growing. The Lord wants you and me to be growing every day of our lives. Did you know after our physical body stops growing, He wants our abiding fruitfully in Christ to keep on growing. After your financial income generating capacity stops growing, God wants your abiding fruitfully in Christ growing to never stop. When our power and influence in life starts to wane, God wants our spiritual lives not to. And the way that we choose to maintain that is in verse 15 of 2 Corinthians 5. And it says this, "And that He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves." Live no longer for themselves, continuing, but for Him who died for them and rose again. Do you know how to grow? Live no longer for yourself. Do you know how to increase in abiding fruitfully for Christ? Live unto Him. Old King James says that they which live should no longer live for themselves, but unto Him. What a way to live, unto Him, no longer for ourselves. Well, every one of us have probably heard the famous words of Charles Thomas Studd. This is what he said on his deathbed. "Only one life 'twill soon be past, and only what's done for Christ will last." A lot of you wonder where that came from. We hear it all the time. Those were the deathbed words of a missionary in the heart of Africa in 1931. However, few of us realize when it was that he said those words. As he was there on his deathbed with his precious family gathered around him, he had already told each of his children that he wished he had something to give them as he died, but he had nothing left. Then Studd said to his children, "I gave it all to the Lord a long time ago." Interesting philosophy. He didn't live unto himself. He lived unto Him, Christ. This spiritual giant actually gave his children more than anyone could imagine. His children had seen their father growing year by year in the Lord. They saw his personal devotion to God's Word as he read it through repeatedly. They watched him refined by constant health problems, reoccurring weakness, and bouts with intense pain. His children had watched his tireless devotion to the Lord that had carried their